Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Time for our weekly social media news with Scott Kleinberg. Facebook is going to start looking a little different, and it actually may have happened already for some of you, and it's changing. Everything is changing, and nothing like something new in the social media world to start the week. What do we know? What should we know, Scott?
Morning, Bob. Well, Facebook is changing what we see when we open the app and in the order in which we see it. Now, what Facebook is not doing, thankfully, is removing any content that we're accustomed to. But if you use TikTok, you may notice some similarities between the apps once this is all said and done.
And that's not by accident, is it?
Oh, no, not at all. The TikTokification of America continues. See, it's hard to say.
Yeah.
And it's really something Facebook is doing because it's under the assumption that this is how people want to view their social media in a very TikTok-like way.
And are they right?
I don't believe so, at least not entirely. I mean, TikTok has found a very sweet spot in terms of engagement. It has full screen videos and its algorithm works differently than Facebook, so it provides a very different kind of experience. For example, on Facebook, I want to see what my friends are up to. I wouldn't use TikTok to follow my friends, even though I could.
Yeah, you know, I was just reading something, I think, where did I see it this morning? People were complaining about Instagram becoming too much like TikTok now. Mm-hmm. What's that all about?
Well, that's completely connected because remember, Instagram and Facebook are part of Meta, all one company. And TikTok has all the videos. Instagram has Reels. Reels is Instagram's answer to TikTok. So now you have all of this converging stuff happening. You have Facebook and Instagram trying to look like TikTok, and it creates quite a bit of complaints in a mess.
And so now we're getting some kind of cross between TikTok and Facebook.
Yeah, exactly. That's a really good way of looking at it. I mean, once this is all rolled out, you know, Facebook users, upon opening the app, they're going to see their news feed. But the posts that you see, they're going to be algorithm focused, which means they'll highlight topics and trends that are most likely to appeal to your individual taste, at least according to the algorithm. This is the TikTok part where you'll see things that you don't necessarily follow and you don't know you want to see. It'll be much more based on what the algorithm is thinking that you'll like. But to be clear, if this is done right and Facebook hits it just right and picks the right stuff, then maybe, just maybe, people will enjoy the variety. But we still have to ask the very important question about whether or not people who use Facebook want to see it TikTokified.
So in all these changes, what happens to the stuff we look for now and we're familiar with, our Facebook friends, groups, all the usual stuff?
I'm glad you asked. There's going to be a new feed tab at the bottom or the top, depending on what kind of app you're using, of the Facebook app, where users are going to be able to see a chronological presentation of their Facebook favorites. And that will include those updates you mentioned, including updates from friends.
Chronological is new, right?
Funny, because the answer to that is yes and no. Years ago, we saw things chronologically, but Facebook took that away as algorithms started to tell us what it thought we should see and when to maximize engagement. People have never liked that. They've done all kinds of things to get back to that chronological view, and now Facebook is bringing it back in a way.
And what do you think of all this, Scott?
I'm not even sure where to begin answering that, Bob, but I'll try. I see the chronological feed in my app, and it's exactly what it should be. You can see everything. You can separate your friends. You can separate groups and pages. If you never look at the TikTok-like main feed, you might actually like Facebook more now because you have that chronological control. If you like the way TikTok gathers content, you might end up enjoying the new main feed. But if you are like many others and have no plans to give up TikTok, then you'll probably be more focused on the Facebook chronological feed, which may take a little bit of getting used to because you still need to click on a tab where now you don't. But I think that TikTok's rise caught a lot of people by surprise, and that includes Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, and he probably thought that Facebook would always dominate that social media space.
Yeah, how quickly things change. Continuing with social media strategist Scott Kleinberg, and we're talking about Facebook. Scott, is the answer to Mark Zuckerberg's quest of maintaining Facebook's popularity, turning it into TikTok or some form of TikTok?
Well, you know, Bob, not to me. I mean, I'm not a heavy TikTok user, but I don't see people who use TikTok changing their habits just because Facebook is trying to be more like TikTok. It's just not the way we do things. Interestingly, TikTok calls itself an entertainment app and not a social network. TikTok is not trying to emulate Facebook or Instagram. Meanwhile, Facebook and Instagram are turning kind of into clones of TikTok. It's one thing to be aware of trends and responding to changing user habits. It's quite another to think that just because TikTok is popular, that turning Facebook into it is going to make Facebook popular.
Mm. Facebook has really become aware of TikTok's dominance, though, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, TikTok's taken hold in a big way. I mean, if you would have asked me, you know, a few years ago, if anything could have taken on the Facebook giant, I would have said no. I mean, I couldn't see it. But I was actually wrong about that. I mean, there are all kinds of reasons, though, why TikTok has caught on. For some, it's content. For the younger generation, I think they view Facebook as the place where their parents hang out. And perception is a big, big deal.
And you mentioned you saw this new Facebook chronological feed. Is it available to everyone?
If not yet, then it's going to be very, very soon. You'll know if you look at your Facebook app and you see a new tab in the middle called Feeds. If you click there, you'll see all the new chronological choices. And remember, it'll take that extra click that you don't have to do now. So if you don't click on Feeds, that's where you're going to see a more TikTok-like version of the main feed. So it's really going to be interesting to see what happens next. You have to stay tuned.
We will. All right. Now let's open up the Genius Bar. We have a couple of good questions for you that were submitted by listeners. Okay. And this is one I've wondered about. I get a lot of junk mails. Is it safe to unsubscribe from them, or is it dangerous to click on those links, or should I just delete? I've thought about this before I've clicked unsubscribe. Is it a trick? I mean, when you hit the unsubscribe, does that do something else?
Well, that's actually an excellent question, and it really depends on your definition of junk. If you are talking about an email that you consider junk because you signed up for it and it's a mailing list and you just don't want to be on it anymore, then it's okay to unsubscribe because it's not actually junk, it's just something you don't want. Then it's okay to click unsubscribe. That's very, very, very likely a real email. It's okay to unsubscribe. They'll already have your email filled in. It might just say, thank you for unsubscribing, or is there something we can do better? That's fine. If you are talking about actual true junk mail from a company that you have never, ever worked with before, maybe it falls into your junk mailbox, for example, and it has an unsubscribe link, that may not be real. One of the ways to tell is, and this is the way I look at it, if I click on unsubscribe and the unsubscribe button asks me to enter my email address, don't do it. I feel like if I click unsubscribe, they should already know who's unsubscribing and probably why. If it's not real, like the concern is, it could be that they're trying to get your information. They'll say, enter your email address to unsubscribe. Don't do that. At that point, just make it junk and ignore it, because entering your email address is the absolute guaranteed way to start a problem. It doesn't mean you'll have a problem, but it's a guaranteed way to start a problem by giving someone an email address they might not have before.
So you're saying if it's a company you're familiar with, maybe a company that in the past you have signed up for emails and you hit unsubscribe, if it's a legit company, they probably won't ask for any more information once you hit that unsubscribe. But you're saying beware if then it asks for your email, because I've done that many times where I'll get a screen, usually it's very tiny, and it'll say put in your email.
That's exactly what I'm saying. That is what I would avoid doing. Actually having to put it, because if you think about it, anybody, and I think this is the point, anybody could put an unsubscribe link on an email. They're technically supposed to be there, but anybody could just add one. You click on it because you're like, what is it? I don't want to see this. And then they don't already have your email address because it's a spam email. So when you enter your spam, when you enter your email address into that spam email, you're actually helping them. So to your point, if it does ask you for your email address when you click unsubscribe. Better be safe than sorry, and don't enter your email address at that point.
Yeah, that is helpful info. Scott Kleinberg, thank you, sir. Talk to you next time.
Sounds great, Bob. Thank you.